John Millay goes all over the state and he covers all the sports and activities that you can cover in Minnesota. Today will probably be football heavy. We had a very memorable Prep Bowl. That's where we're going to start here on Preps Today with John Millay. This is part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks to our sales executive, Karen Cleary. Thank you for listening to the network. Listens are through the roof, and we do appreciate you listening. John, start us off. You cover the Prep Bowl. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Jim. Good to talk to you again this week. You know, you talk about driving all over the state. I was just going through my expenses for November. I only bought two tanks full of gas.
Really?
In November. But that's a sign that state tournaments are here because most of those are right here in town. You know, one trip to Northfield for cross country and I don't even remember where else I went. Largely state tournaments right in town here in St. Paul or Minneapolis. But yeah, you're right. The fall season has been wrapped up with the football championship games, the Prep Bowl games at US Bank Stadium. And it was really fun throughout these tournaments. It was just so great to have state tournaments. You know, we didn't have those last fall. And I say this over and over, everybody was just so happy. So happy. You know, even the people, you know, with teams who maybe didn't go as far as they would have liked, everybody was just happy that the process is back. We had tournaments, and at the US Bank Stadium for the 7 Prep Bowl games, the crowds were big, they were loud, the bands played, and some really, really good football. And I'll just quickly run through your 2021 state champions in football. 9-man, Leroy Ostrander, a really, really dominant run through the playoffs. 1A, Mayor Lutheran, 2A, Chatfield, 3A, Dassel Cokato, 4A, Hutchinson, 5A, Mankato West, 6A, Lakeville South. And as if people read my John's Journal stories at the High School League website, mshsl.org, you know, I'm not writing game stories. I just don't. I try to go behind the scenes and kind of tell what's happening that maybe isn't in clear view. And I'll just mention a couple stories I wrote off the Prep Bowl. And to me, this is one of the best stories of the year. Fertile Beltrami, their football team, got to the first Prep Bowl in history. And it's like a 4.5-hour ride. That's up in the Crookston part of the state, northwest part of Minnesota. And basically, business owners in Fertile and Beltrami, two very small towns, business owners, farmers, and just folks from the two towns started collecting donations, basically to pay for charter buses for whoever wanted to go to the Prep Bowl game for free. And the figure I saw was basically in the neighborhood of $25,000. So anybody who wanted a free ride down to Minneapolis to see the Falcons meet Leroy Ostrander in the 9-man championship game, it was a free ride. I mean, they had to be on the bus way before sunrise. The game was a 10 o'clock game. And I heard, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, these buses were rolling out of town. So it's really one of those cool small town stories. Their crowd was unbelievably great and supportive. Really, really fun to see. So way to go, everybody at Fertile Beltrami. And Hutchinson, as I said, they won the 4A state title. They made history here, just, and it's family history. Andy Rosberg, the coach, this is the third time he's been the head coach of a state championship football team from Hutchinson, matching his father Grady's 3 titles. So between the two of them, they have 6, 3 apiece. And it's, talk about family dynamics. Andy was the quarterback on Grady's first 2 championship teams, and Andy was the offensive coordinator for Grady's 3rd. Andy became the head coach when Grady stepped down in 1999. And Grady, who's as good a guy as you'll ever find, I know Andy and Grady really well, love to chat with them. Grady's still part of the team. He's a volunteer coach. He watches from the press box and you know, still a great football mind. And I kind of grabbed Andy and Grady after the championship game, after they took some team photos. I just said, I want to get you two guys with this trophy. So I did that behind the bench. Really cool. Here's what's amazing. So Grady became the head coach of Hutchinson football in 1970. So think of that, 1970. The last time somebody not named Rosberg coached football in Hutchinson, Neil Armstrong had just set foot on the moon.
Wow. So that I thought you were going to say Neil Armstrong was coaching the team, and I thought that'd be a stretch. Yeah. But
he stepped away because he had to go to the moon. But yeah, I mean, that's phenomenal. So father and son coaches, I don't think Andy has any inclination to not keep doing this. This is a behind the scenes moment. So Hutchinson beat Cass and Manderville in the Class 4A game, and it was kind of a blowout, 42-14, and everybody from Casson was disappointed. They had a really good team, great season, first time in the Prep Bowl. And, we bring in head coaches and players of the coaches choosing to the Vikings interview room after each game. So Joel Swanson, the Casson Manderville coach, was in there. It was nothing but positive. He talked about life lessons, and sometimes you don't get what you want, but you keep working, and you these great memories you create with your brothers on the team. And the thing kind of wound down, and as before Joel left the room, he shook the hand of every media member in the room and thanked everyone individually for their coverage of high school football and high school sports. That's really cool to see. I don't know if any Vikings coaches have done that recently, Jim.
You can not with me, they haven't.
Okay. The next time Mike Zimmer personally thanks everyone in the media, you're saying that'll be the first time?
That'll be the first time. And I will also say this, there are a lot of great people in the Vikings locker room and the Vikings organization. But that's one of the sweet things about high school sports is, it's not about profits. It's not about getting your next endorsement deal. It really is about relationships in the sport itself.
Yeah, it really is. And we see that at these tournaments, and I enjoy it so much. That was part of the beauty of this after not having fall state tournaments for 2 years. I get to see people that I only see at state tournaments, a lot of our workers and volunteers who are at these things. And Joel Swanson certainly isn't the first coach to do that. It's always great to see. Always appreciate it. I know we had a few Prep Bowl records set. Leroy Ostrander, like I said, just dominated in nine-man. Their quarterback, Chase Johnson, they list him at, 5'5 or 5'6. I'm not certain Chase is that tall, but he can run with the ball. He finished with a Prep Bowl record, 412 combined rushing and passing yards, most of those rushing, really entertaining. He might have been the single most dominant player in the Prep Bowl games. We had a tackle record set. Martin Prieto of Plainview, Elgin, Millville had 24 total tackles in the 3A game. Dassel Cucato beat Plainview, Elgin, Millville, but Martin Prieto, 24 total tackles. The previous record was 21. And one of his teammates, Peyton Schumacher, he also broke the previous record. He had 23 tackles. So Peyton breaks the Prep Bowl tackle record, but so does his teammate, who gets one more. So it'll be Martin that goes in the record book. And Fertile Beltrami, Braden Werpy, he had a record total of 197 yards on kickoff returns. And that's kind of based on how many times Leroy Ostrander scored. They kicked off a lot. So, but that's a good thing. Braden will have his name in the Prep Bowl record book. And I set a personal record by attending 37 high school football games this fall.
Wow.
16 outdoors and then 21 at US Bank Stadium over the semifinals and the finals. It was a great fall in just a lot of ways and a lot of sports. But now we're moving on. Winter sports are now in full swing as of now. Boys swimming and diving started practice this week. They're the last sport to get going. And we got games going on in some sports. The rest will be coming quickly. We're going to be running and skiing and skating and wrestling and swimming and diving. It's all happening now. And I actually attended my first winter event Tuesday night. I went to a girls hockey game, Hastings at Egan. And if everything goes according to plan, the winter season will end with the boys basketball state championships on March 26th. So from now through March 26th, it's winter sports, and should be a great year.
Fantastic. We want to thank Pizza Barn in Princeton. That's Jody Stay's operation. I do hope we can get up there and get a pizza here sometime soon. Of course, last time I had pizza from Pizza Barn, it was out of the food truck, and it was just as good as it is when you show up there in person.
Same with me. The last time I had it was when their food truck was at a football game at Minnetonka, I think week two of the football season. So I'm overdue. And, we talk about the Pizza Barn a lot. Family-owned business for 38 years. Just a fantastic community asset for Princeton and well beyond. We always talk about all the great menu items, but this Christmas time here, they also have some really neat gift ideas. Jody Stay has come up with some great stuff, you know, baseball caps, stocking hats, some really neat looking crew necks, decorations for the tree. They've even got a pizza cutter that also works as a bottle opener. I need one of those.
Wow.
So stop in at the Pizza Barn in downtown Princeton. You get a holiday lunch or dinner, pick up some gifts. And remember that everything on the menu is also available for delivery and takeout. They'll do a take and bake pizza for you. And that food truck just keeps going all over. Just in the last week, it was in Cambridge for a Christmas market at Pinewood Wedding and Event Center, as well as at Pantown Brewing Company in St. Cloud, which I'm sure was great fun. So thanks to Jody, the whole crew at the Pizza Barn in Princeton.
Yes, pizzabarnprinceton.com. All right, let's thank a ref, John.
Yeah, some special people here, Jim. I really enjoy these state tournaments where we've got these dedicated, committed officials who do this so well. And we saw them at all the tournaments all fall long. And I chatted with a bunch of them that I know, congratulated everyone I saw. A special shout out to Davis Lampa from the Range Coaches and Officials Association. All he did was work the state basketball and volleyball tournaments. That's a pretty good thing right there. If he's a state tournament level official in two sports, that's pretty cool. And one of the cool kind of behind the scenes things, Brad Rosa is an official from Southwest Minnesota. He worked his second prep bowl game, which is a great accomplishment. The first one was 37 years ago, 1984. Brad worked a prep bowl. He came back 37 years later, did a great job. His crew was phenomenal. And I was kind of watching after the game as the officials were heading back to their locker room. Brad went over to the stands there, and it looked like, I'm guessing it was his son and a couple grandkids had come down to the first row to congratulate Grandpa. He reached up for high fives. Everybody was smiling. What a great memory for Brad and his family, and that's really something.
You can see all the shows as they are released by following us on Twitter at Talk North Pod. If you'd like to advertise with this show or any show in the network, you can reach Karen Cleary at KCLEARY at TalkNorth.com. And if you're new to the network, we have Cheryl Reeve, Anthony LaPanta, Michael Russo, Roy Smalley, Lavelle Neal, John Krasinski, John Millay, Jeff Diamond, many more. Tons of outdoor content to go with that, and we have a couple of big names in the pipeline we'll be telling you about here soon. Thank you so much for listening to the network. Let's get to other honors, John.
Yeah, we don't have a Most Valuable Teammate Award. We took Thanksgiving week off. We didn't want to announce one of our MVT winners on the holiday, but that'll be back. That'll be back this week. But I want to mention some people who are really, really being honored, and rightfully so. One is Mark Solberg, good friend of mine. He's the activities director at Cambridge Isanti. He's been nominated for the National High School Athletic Coaches Association's Athletic Director of the Year Award. So that's a great thing to be nominated for a national honor. A couple of basketball coaches have been named John Wooden Legacy Award winners for Minnesota basketball on the boys' side. Larry McKenzie from Minneapolis North, who's just done a great job for so long. And on the girls' side, Mike Dreyer of New London Spicer is the John Wooden Legacy Award winner for Minnesota girls basketball. Mike is the winningest girls basketball coach in Minnesota history. So those individuals, Mark, Larry, and Mike, fine examples of servant leaders. They've done so much for so many for so long. Congrats to them. And, you know, I want to congratulate some people who don't hear this often enough, if at all. It's the staff who works here at the Minnesota State High School League office. These are anonymous people. Most people who don't deal directly with our office don't know these folks, but they're selfless. The things that go on behind the scenes to have a state tournament, it's quite astonishing. All the organization, all the different pieces of the puzzle. And what these folks do, most people attending or even participating in these tournaments, they have no idea. So congrats to all the great folks in the High School League office. And I'm going to close things, Jim, with a hint of I know what we're going to talk about next week. And it's two words, shot clocks.
Ooh.
Because we are, yes.
I don't know if we can handle that level of controversy on this network.
Very controversial. Yeah, we're talking here Wednesday afternoon. And by the time people are hearing this podcast, the High School League Board of Directors, I'm guessing, will have voted up or down on shot clocks. They meet Thursday morning. That's one of the items on the agenda, an action item, as it's known, where it's expected they will vote yes or no on whether to have shot clocks in Minnesota high school basketball. If they vote yes, I'm guessing they wouldn't be implemented for a couple of years, maybe more, maybe 3 years. I don't know. But yeah, that's going to Twitter's going to be heating up here. And by the time people are listening to us, this should all have been decided. But that'll give us something to talk about next week. That is for certain.
John's going to give us a final thought here, whether he likes it or not. I want to let you know that a couple live shows coming up. December 2nd, that's Thursday. You'll probably hear the show before that show occurs. We're going to do the John Krasinski Show live at Tuttle's Eat Play Bowl in Hopkins at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. We'll take live questions, and that place is a lot of fun. Come out and bother John. We are going to do the Chin Music Show with Roy Smalley and Lavelle Neal and myself at Pizza Luce in Eden Prairie, December 7th. That one is 6 p.m. December 7th, that's next Tuesday. Eden Prairie Pizza Luce, and we have a live Cheryl Reeve show coming up that's going to be combined with a Winter Wear Drive, Gloria Ramsey's Winter Wear Drive. That's going to be December 14th at the Downtown Pizza Luce. We'll get you more details on that as we approach. Once again, thank you to Pizza Mart in Princeton, Jody Stay, Karen Cleary, Brandon Morton, and John Millay. John, do you have a final thought for us?
I do, Jim. I'm going to plug a book that I just received in the mail today. It's by a friend of mine, Carl Pearson, the former head girls basketball coach at Waconia. He's a teacher out there. He has written a book called The Other Side of Glory. It's about the Waconia girls basketball team from, I think it's last season. I haven't even opened the book, but it's got a quote from Tim Miles, the guy we know now, the head men's basketball coach at San Jose State. The Other Side of Glory reminds us of the enormous power of persistence. So it's The Other Side of Glory, a team's quest for high school girls basketball history. I can't wait to get going on this. I'm sure it's on Amazon. I will read it. I will write about it. And congratulations to Carl Pearson of Waconia on having his book come out.
That's cool. And it's good to hear about Tim Miles again. He was a fun guy to have around.
Sure was. Yeah, when I dealt with Tim when he was the coach at Southwest State down in Marshall, and just a wonderful guy. We've all kind of followed his travels over the years, and you know what the coaching life is like, and he's out there in a nice place in California, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Thanks to John, and thank you for listening to TalkNorth.com.